JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, Jamaica seeks to strengthen immunization as part of Vaccination Week in the Americas. And later we bring you facts about autism. Let's go Roundabout JA.
The concession agreement for the toll rates for the north-south leg of Highway 2000 was signed between NROC and Jamaica North-South Highway Company Limited on June 21, 2012. That was a north-south highway fact.
In Jamaica, the immunization regulations under the Public Health Act requires all parents to have their children vaccinated with the primary series of vaccines by 12 months old and to obtain follow-up booster doses as needed thereafter. However, about 7% of Jamaica's children are still not fully immunized and are at risk of being affected by vaccination-preventable diseases. The Ministry of Health is therefore seeking to increase public awareness about the benefits of vaccines during Vaccination Week in the Americas, being observed in Jamaica from April 23 to April 30. The week is being observed under the theme, Go for the Gold, Get Vaccinated. Pan American Health Organization PAHO representative in Jamaica, Dr. Noreen Jack, says one of the aims of Vaccination Week in the Americas is to strengthen the immunization program in countries throughout the region.
The initiative also seeks to identify and reach populations who are most at risk of contracting vaccine-preventable diseases due to their lack of access to routine immunization.
Approximately 580 million persons have been vaccinated since the launch of Vaccination Week in the Americas in 2003. Jamaica's immunization program has managed to eliminate a number of vaccination-preventable diseases, including poliomyelitis in 1982, measles in 1991, rubella in 2000, and the last case of newborn tetanus was recorded in 2001. Did you know that Vision 2030 has a plan of action to achieve goals for every 3 years? It also provides a system that will monitor and evaluate progress towards making Jamaica the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business by 2030. To find out more, go to vision2030.gov.jm.
Tax Administration Jamaica is working to serve you even better. Have you used the upgraded electronic service RAISE 2? Through this online platform, you can check statement balances, start the application process for a taxpayer registration number, file income tax returns, and much more. No lines, no hassle. It's just a click away. Log on to jamaicatax.gov.jm or call 1-888-TAX-HELP for details. Use RAISE 2 and experience the upgrade.
JCDC, in association with the Chase Fund, presents the Festival of the Performing Arts National Finals 2016. Come see the best in music, speech, drama, dance, traditional folk forms, and the exciting Deaf Dance Competition. April 5th, 29, Little Theatre, 10 a.m. daily. Admission, adults $400, children $200. Special group rates available. Sponsored by Nestle, Happy Eyes, National Health Fund, Lifespan, Excelsior, Jamaica Association for the Deaf, and the KSAC. Visit jcdc.gov.jm for more information.
Autism Awareness. A list of some secondary institutions that offer specialized education tailored to the needs of children living with autism spectrum disorder can be found at jamaicaautism.org. The schools include Genesis Academy at 38 South Camp Road, Wise Tutorial Homeschool Service at 14 Arlene Avenue, and The Academy at 2 Mannings Avenue in Kingston. Facts About Autism is brought to you by the Jamaica Information Service. And on our community notice board, Passion and Purity Regional High School team will make its next stop at the Magoty High School in St. Elizabeth on Saturday, May 7 from 8 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Join dynamic speakers and other presenters as they promote purity in schools. For more information, visit passionandpurityja.com. We've come to the end of today's program. Thanks for staying with us. Join us next time as we highlight happenings roundabout JA. I'm Vanessa Silvera with studio engineer Joel Samuels. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.